Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station. I am Sheriff Quadri, Lagos, Nigeria, wherever you are. Welcome to the last hour of the show we call The Morning Crossfire. We're broadcasting live from Etimia and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria, but you can watch us from anywhere in the world. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can get to watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Our channel on YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. Well, you can also listen if you've got our mobile app. Just launch the app right now and listen to a very crystal clear audio quality from our mobile app. That you can get it from Google Play Store if you're on Android. If you're on iPhone, just go to the App Store and go get it. Just type Nigeria Info FM and search for it in the App Store. It will pop up. The logo is NI. You see NI written on it, and it's quite colorful. Very, very easy interface on the app. User-friendly. Amazing stuff. Or you can listen via our website, nigeriainfo.fm. That's www.nigeriainfo.fm. Should vaccines be made compulsory for everybody once it's available? Yes, now we don't have enough. Maybe we may never get enough, maybe. But we still don't have enough as it stands today. But if, let's say, we now receive enough doses of vaccines, should it be made compulsory for everyone, or it should still be voluntary? Now, this is why I'm saying this, right? The federal government yesterday hinted that, you know, there might be sanctions. They may be planning to force you to take the COVID-19 vaccines. Wait till, there's a caveat. Only when we have these vaccines in abundance, like for everybody, like they may make it quite compulsory. Although the health sector practitioners, some of them have, you know, kicked against it. Johesu has said, lie, to beg, if you do it. NMA is saying you can't do that. It shouldn't be compulsory. But this is what the federal government said. The Presidential Steering Committee and the Federal Ministry of Health, we hear they are exploring ways of making vaccines more available to all Nigerians, including the federal civil servants and corporate entities. Now, the government now said, and I quote, once these vaccines are made equitably available to all Nigerians, there will be a need to have a frank discussion about justice, fairness, and liberty that exist around vaccine hesitancy. If some individuals refuse to take the vaccine, hence endangering those who have or those who could not due to medical exemptions, then we have to apply the basic rule of law, which stipulates that your human right stops where mine begins. And they say, let me read this part so that, you know, it gets really very clear. They say that, so you have a right to refuse vaccines, but you do not have the right to endanger the health of others. It sounds very tricky, right? Well, that is the position of the government as at yesterday. Joesu said that, Joesu, the joint health sector unions, they work in the health sector as well. It's a joint health groups under Joesu. And they're saying that this thing that you're talking about, this policy to compel all eligible citizens to get vaccinated, did not make sense. Let me quote Johesu. Johesu says, if you are thinking of it in terms of responsibility, it makes sense. But practically, we all know it is an impossible task. If all the doses that have been sent to Nigeria since this outbreak is less than 10 million, how do you enforce that kind of policy in a country of over 200 million people? You don't just come up with policies that are not backed by common sense. You don't just say things because you want to talk. It would have made more sense if the vaccines are available for everyone. That's Johesu responding to that. Well, the NMA also, they responded to that. Very quick fire response. The enemy is saying, and I quote, the federal government needs to make people understand the reason why they need to be vaccinated. They have a right to say no. You cannot force people. People have the right to say no to medical treatment. but you should let them understand the dangers of not getting vaccinated. For example, if you want to travel out of the country, if you are not vaccinated, you will not be let in. The reason is because the other country you're going to won't want to endanger the lives of its citizens. Let them understand the importance. But then, if they refuse, they should stay in their houses and not go out and endanger others. That is the position of NMA. But let's look at the figures. I'm coming. I'll come to the telephone. I can see your calls. I'll come. Let's look at the figures. Since the inception of COVID, February last year, at least that was when we diagnosed the first COVID case, the total number of samples that have been tested is just 2.8 million, to be very, very clear. 2,779,725, according to the NCDC, out of over 200 million. We have only been able to confirm, I mean, listen, let's break this down even further. The 2.8 million I just reeled out does not mean that 2.8 million people have been tested. Let's get that very, very clearly. Far less, maybe far less than half of that number. Maybe. Because this 2.8 million is talking about samples, not persons. Since last year, we've been able to confirm 192,431 cases. As of today, we have about 11,000 active cases of COVID. About 178,759 have been discharged. And sadly, we've lost about 2,469. Of course, Lagos still leading the pack with 604 deaths so far to COVID. Does the government have strong case? Like, see, we are not that immune to this virus. We've only been able to test about 2 million samples and we're having this figure of the number of deaths, 2,000. What if we're able to test about 150 million of us? There will be more confirmed cases, no doubt about it. Perhaps more deaths, especially now that we're battling a very, very brutal variant of virus, the Delta. Or the government will be infringing on your right to say no to medical treatment because it is your right. Even if you're dying in a hospital bed, right, like this, once the doctor can certify you that as clear-minded, you can still make that decision for yourself. You can refuse treatment. It's your right. Will the government be taking away that right from you even when they make the vaccines available? Is it appropriate to say that you are not going to take the vaccines and you don't care if anybody gets a virus through you and dies? Let's have that frank conversation, like the enemy said. Let's have that frank conversation this morning. Think about it very well. Is it appropriate for you to say, I don't care, I'm not going to take it, whoever wants to contract the virus through me and die should die? Check him. 0700-993-993-993. That is our studio line. 0700-993-993-993. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. We're going to speak with our first caller. Benjamin is our first caller, as in Ikeja. Benjamin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning to you.
How was your night?
Very well.
Yeah, Sharif, I've been listening to you. You see, it's good that the way they want to position the policy of imposing vaccine on every Nigerian, that is on the conditions that is, like you said earlier, is available much more for everyone. But one issue is pending. In a country where there is a democracy, they have forgotten that there is the majority at the democracy. And those who are in power, they have forgotten that it was the majority that brought them in power. So the citizen has every right.
Yeah.
Every right, like I said, in freedom to every affair that is good for a democracy, a country that is a democratic country. But I've never heard where in a country where people impose the government, somebody that they brought in position, majority brought in position, and you are imposing laws upon Nigerians that is compulsory. What about the people who are dying? Do you know people take vaccine and die? I don't know, maybe Sharif, if you notice, there was a time that people take vaccine in some countries, they died. We're still losing people. So what happens if you impose such laws in Nigeria and people start dying again? What would be the position of the government? They now say you are helping people. So the idea of bringing this kind of policy, the only thing you can advise Nigerians, let them mask up.
Okay.
Let every Nigerian mask up. That is the best solution. But the idea of bringing this, I don't think
imposing vaccines on the people, you are not with that idea at all.
Exactly.
All right then, Benjamin. Exactly. Thank you for speaking with me. Appreciate it. I'm going to go to Facebook. We have some comments on Facebook before we bring in our next caller, who is here already. Let me take this one here from Facebook, and we'll come to take your thought. Hugo Dante said, the first caller just made a valid point. Thank you, Hugo. Let's speak to Adegoke, who is in Lekki. Adegoke, hi, morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning.
Yeah. It's government, I don't know. It's as if they don't know their priorities, don't know what to do. They are sort of confused. Why imposing that on the people? You are infringing on our rights, you get. So I wonder why they keep coming up with draconian laws. It should be totally opposed by Nigerians. I told you in the morning that this will cause a ripple. It's going to cause a side effect, as in the people will react. And we know how things are done in Nigeria. If you push us to the wall, then the reaction will be terrible.
So they made a point that if you're saying that you're not going to take the vaccines, what if someone gets the virus to you and the person dies?
If someone gets the virus to me and the person dies, is it not the person that decided that he doesn't want to take the vaccine?
I'm saying that if you decide not to take the vaccine and someone moves close to you and the person contracts the virus through you and the person dies, what happens then?
Okay, and the person refused to take the vaccine or what?
Yes, of course.
The person refused to take it.
And yes.
So it's the person's choice that he or she decided not to take the vaccine.
But the person got the virus through you, that you yourself refused to take the vaccine.
And the person refused to take the vaccine.
So you cannot be blamed for that.
Of course, why would I be blamed? It's your choice. A grown-up, an adult, have the right to make their decisions. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. So if anything happens, you know you are responsible for what happens to you. Not trying to force people to take the vaccine. You know, that's why some of the people in Nigeria were against this vaccine thing, that they were trying to give them mark of the beast. They were coming up with...
No, that's a no-no.
I know, of course. I'm just saying that is what will still come out. They will tell you that you want to give us mark of the beast by force. You're trying to force us to take the mark. That's what people will start saying.
All right, then. Thank you.
In a country like this, you have to tread carefully. Nigeria government is just going overboard.
Thank you, Adegoke, for your thought. I'm going to take another one from Facebook. Omini Emmanuel on Facebook says, the same government that hit palliatives during the lockdown is now quick to want to make the vaccination compulsory. Okay. All right. I think I'm excusing another call. Hello, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, Baba G calling.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is your topic now. I think we should do some search whether the law allows compulsory you must take vaccine. I think we should check on that client.
No, there's no need. Even when you are in the hospital, you have the right to say that you don't want treatment.
So why is it suddenly? Because after that of Obaseki, before the law, the court said no, I think the federal government, it says something technically that you have the right, you know, not to take it. And in another way around, the other person still have the right, you know, for him not to contract it from you. So I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I think Nigeria, we should do something. And okay. We should compel people to be wearing their fake masks. And at the end of the day, the way we are going about it, I think is the best. Don't compare people, you know, for goodness sake, to must go and take the vaccine. And yet, we don't even have enough vaccine. You remember your conversation. You don't play it again. When somebody said, I woofed the people, you remember that I don't need to take the vaccine. And you said it's free. You say, look, I woofed the people. You've never even spent money to get vaccine. And we have 200 million population. And you are making it compulsory.
No, no, they are not making it compulsory. Please, let's not twist it. They're saying that once the vaccines are here, enough in abundance to go around, there's every likelihood that people will be forced to take the vaccine.
Okay, when you have enough, like 200 million or above.
Enough, Sha.
Sheriff, I think Nigeria has some problem with us. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm going to go back to Facebook and take this one. Femi Odunsi says, the Bible is complete. You can either buy or sell until you take the mark. I'm not saying this vaccine is the mark of the beast, but this vaccine must not be compulsory. Please, mask up. Now we're getting to that side, Abi. All right, let me go to WhatsApp right away. Kuro says, why is it compulsory to take vaccines whereby you take the vaccine, you can still contact it again? As for me, instead of forcing people to take the vaccines, why not educate the public how to live safe? All right, Kuro, thank you for your message. Let me take this one here. We're almost due for a break. David from Suleri says, why impose vaccines on the people? Why didn't federal government force people to accept palliatives during pandemic? Okay, David, thank you for your thought. I have loads and tons of ones here. Oh, I'm seeing... let me skip this one here. It's David. The ones that are tripping in are forcing me to take the ones I've taken before. Let's take this one before we go to break. I wonder what kind of country we are living in. Now they are forcing... they are not forcing... Okay. Let me just take your message. It says that we are not even sure of what kind of wickedness is this. Why didn't they impose palliative on citizens when the poor masses were locked down and dying of hunger? Without taking the vaccines, you endanger others. It's an emotional blackmail. If that is the case, everyone would have been dead by now. And he puts an emoji, an angry emoji. I don't know why you're angry. Just take it easy, all right? Take it easy. Let's go to break. Osage is here. Osage, Osage, you know what? Let's do 60 seconds. Are you still here?
Yes, all right. I'm there.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff, good morning.
Morning to you.
First time caller.
It's good to have you here.
Where's my baba now? I know you're my baba voice, so...
Who is that? Who is that?
Jimmy Viso now.
Jimmy Viso is coming back at nine okay. O'clock. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I really appreciate it. And but about what you are talking about the vaccine.
Right.
But how can the state governor make sure that kind of thing? And you know, for me, I believe that it's not fair. If people want to take the vaccine, let some people take. Okay. Anybody that wants that willingly to take from his mind, let him take.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you force people to take it.
All right, Osage, thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Now, let's head out to that break right now. When we return, we'll talk some more on your position on vaccination. When we have it in abundance, should people be made to get vaccinated or it should remain voluntary still? Aha, that's what we're having. Not that it's being forced on people. No, that is not the case. But we'll be right back. Stay here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire. Out there, we're still working on the female-only line. This is not from our end. Hopefully, our service providers will be able to sort this out as soon as possible so we can get that back up. I know it's been quite difficult for the females to get through on the show ever since, that line went down. But hey, please bear with us. 0700-993-993-993. And for WhatsApp line is 0809-597-5805. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's right, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is also Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm going to start with WhatsApp before we have Artine join us. Oh, wow. That's awesome to have a female join us eventually. Nah, I'm going to go take Artine's call now. Artine is in Ikeja. Artine, morning to you.
Hello, morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys should quickly fix that line.
We will.
I think.
We will.
It's so difficult for us to go.
I know.
Yes, I think the federal government should not, for now, like they said, even when they have enough, when we have enough vaccines, it shouldn't be compulsory. But I go with what the NMA says.
That's right.
That they should educate the citizenry on the need to be vaccinated and tell them the repercussions if you don't get vaccinated.
Right.
And if for any reason you don't want to be vaccinated, then you remain in your house and don't go to public places. Do you understand?
Right.
I go with what the NMA says. They should educate the citizen, but they shouldn't make it compulsory because they'll be infringing on the fundamental human rights of the citizen.
Right.
Thank you.
Artine, thank you for calling me. 833 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherif.
Morning to you.
Sherif, what I want to ask about this vaccine,
like
polio and hepatitis B and the rest,
is it
being forced on anybody? It's not being forced on anybody. If you want to be vaccinated, you get vaccinated. If you don't want, it's just like tetanus. So there is no way government will, any reasonable person will mandate anybody. It's their life. So people that get vaccinated is already protected, right?
Right.
Then anybody that's not vaccinated is exposed to the virus. Leave them alone. Are you getting me now? That's my own opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling me. 834 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay. Have you heard about vaccination and COVID-19? You know, I was listening to another radio station this morning.
Yeah.
One of the guests talked about, you know, there are some people, there are some people who don't believe that there's COVID-19.
Oh, sure.
And he was saying that all they have to do is, they should just have time to educate people, let people understand the reason why they should be vaccinated. Even me, the way it's going, it's probably, I don't believe that there's no COVID-19. Why? Because the things that people are saying lead them to believe that truly there's no COVID-19. Let me ask you, Sheriff, have you been to some of the major markets in Lagos?
Yes, I have.
I have. Balogun Market?
No, not Balogun, but I've been to a public market. Crowded market.
I'm just calling the major markets for you.
Okay.
Balogun Market, the Tejojo Market, Itumosa, Alabama National. If you go to this market, my brother, you will know that these are things that people will see and want to believe that there's no COVID-19.
I think it's not about. Let's stop comparing these things. I think it's about personal responsibilities. It's about you taking responsibility on your own, regardless of what other person the other person is doing. This is personal. You have to want to keep yourself safe. You have to disregard what any. Thank you, my friend. You have to disregard what anybody does. This is you. I mean, it's your life after all. It's not their life. It's not the marketer's life. It's not the trader's life. It's your life. So we get that a lot in the market, in the streets, and in the house. It's your life. It's your health. It's personal. So take care of yourself if you have to. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, good morning to you.
Huh?
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Yes, please.
Is that Radio Info?
Yes, it's Nigeria Info.
Okay. I want to say something about the discussion going on.
This who?
Huh?
What do you want to talk about?
The compulsory
vaccination.
Yes. Hello?
Go on, please. We're all ears. We're listening to you.
I should go on?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. What I'm saying is this. This government will focus on, will find way to tackle the doctors' strike that is going on, the resident doctors' strike that is going on. They should not make it mandatory for people to take COVID jab.
Okay.
Instead, let them make it mandatory for people to protect themselves.
Okay. Okay.
For people to wear face masks wherever they go. Are you still there?
Yes, yes, I'm listening to you loud and clear.
Am I talking with Sheriff?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, eventually his call dropped. I think there's something wrong with the network. Basi is in VI. Hi, Basi. Morning to you.
Good morning, first time caller.
Good to have you, Basi.
Please, I'm a Nigerian people. We should not allow these people to distract us from the main thing. And what they are trying to do is to, they are trying to distract us, please. Yeah? Sir?
I'm with you. I'm listening to you.
They are trying to distract us from the real thing that is on ground. These people, they know politics better than us. They have started their own politics. We should focus on what is our Nigerian problem. Should leave these people.
I guess you're saying that COVID is not serious. COVID is not that important. Okay. Basi, thank you for your thoughts this morning. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Finally, Unyomadiuko. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Since 5 o'clock, Chief Quadri.
Yes, please.
This is Corona thing. It's not going off. How do I put the grammar now? It's going to remain with us for a very long time, Abi. Hello, Chief Quadri.
I can't see the future.
Okay, good. Like some of the callers have been saying, why forcing people? Because of trust. Till today, some people don't believe this government that there's corona. Like you always say, I put on my face mask the other day. I looked at environment. What, there were no more than 2 people. Even in a bus, people were looking at me as if I'm a strange person. So the ball is in our court. Like you always tell us, it's a personal decision. If her horses wishes, or how did they put the grammar? I for say, government should get in touch with you to do more explanations to Nigerians. You know, I always tell you about the way you explain things. The way they go about it, the people will not believe them. You get my point, my brother?
I'm with you.
So I want to thank you once more.
Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Let's jump on another one. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. The call dropped. I'm really sorry. Please do try and call me back. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sorry.
Yes, please.
Yeah, you have Mr. Bucci on the line.
Well, so, Mr. Bucci, what's your position? To force people to take or to be voluntary still?
I'm not in support of supporting people to take the vaccine. I'm not in support of that.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I'm with you.
Yeah. If you check the last, that's a year ago when there was a pandemic and some food items was displaced, was provided for people to, but they hide it.
People don't want to get over this pandemic. Apparently, we can't get over the palliative discussion, eh? Okay, it's fine. It's fine. You can put that up as your argument. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, Austin from it.
Welcome, Austin.
Yeah, I want to contribute to us the discussion.
Let's have it.
Oh, yes, Sheriff. Actually, I do not support the government making the people taking the vaccine compulsory per se or forcing people on it. It would be better off that people just use their discretion and make a decision on themselves, for themselves or on their family per se.
Okay.
Personally, I want to take the vaccine, but it's not easy for us here at Ekpe to get the vaccine one way or the other.
because we are taking some, for example, the NIN that is going on now.
Yeah.
I used to see almost every day, more especially on Monday mornings, how people used to queue at the secretary's entrance gate there, trying to get their NIN. And I think if the government make the vaccine available, yeah, many people are willing to take it.
Okay, okay.
Now that the vaccine is not that totally available everywhere, it's difficult for people to get in touch with it, to get it. A lot of people are not, cannot.
It's not accessible to people around that Ekpe area, around the Ekpe axis. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's difficult, even generally, not only Ekpe. I'm just using Ekpe as an example.
Okay.
You understand? So, I'm using it as an example. Personally, I want to take the vaccine.
Okay.
I have an aged mother that I would like to have to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottleneck involved in it.
What's the bottleneck?
The bottleneck, I mean, is trying to, you know, there's a way that people used to register. Not everybody can have all these Android phones. So.
No. You can even go to the center. The center that they're administering the vaccines, they will help you do the online. Yes, they help you do the online thing. What somebody explained it in the morning. The information will be out there. Ask around. The information is out there. I am sure the information is out there. Lagos has plenty of administration centers that is doing this thing. I think we're way past. I don't know. Just even if you don't know anywhere, go to your council, the secretariat, or any primary healthcare center in Ekpe. I mean, people will know primary healthcare centers now around you. Just ask, if you don't know personally, my friend, if you don't know personally, ask people, ask women where they go primary healthcare centers. Just ask them. I think we should be way past, I don't know places. Just ask around. Don't wait till we bring up topics like this before, you know, you get information. Very vital information that you would need. Aniete George on Facebook says, the pertinent question, the reason why I'm taking this message is this. He says, the pertinent question, if the vaccine cannot protect those who have taken it from contracting the virus, what is the vaccination for? I'm going to stop here. It's a long message, but I'm going to stop here. Now, let me tell you. What the vaccine do, what it does is, it makes the virus redundant in your system. You can still contract it, but you will not fall sick as heavily as those who have not taken the jab. They would. That would be life-threatening. That is what the vaccine, that is what it does right now. So the excuse of don't deceive yourself. It stops you from falling ill gravely. It stops you. It reduces your chances of dying as a result of complications from the virus. That is why you take the vaccine. I hope we're clear. And for those who have similar question, please, it's not something to joke about, no. And it's not, this kind of message is not something that you tell people and spread. And they won't know that you don't have complete information. And because you two, you'll be doing it with bravado. You'll be doing it with bravado. You'll be saying, college, stop. You still contract it now. You know, something you don't have full information about. Thank you. Hello, good morning to you.
Yeah, hi, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah. You know, people have been talking about this vaccine thing, the hesitancy and everything. You know, I think they should just organize an excursion to IDH.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe pick a few guys from the market, maybe the market leaders, and then organize this excursion to IDH and let them see what is happening there. Let them see people wriggling in pain. Let them see people dying. You know,
struggling to breathe,
begging for their lives. I think if they allow them to witness this kind of thing, nobody will advise them to take the vaccine. Nobody will even force you. You will be the one looking for the vaccine by yourself.
I agree.
You know? I think this should be done. Maybe just pick a few people from the markets and the various places where they don't actually believe in this thing, I think they ought to do that. Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Felicia.
Felicia, please turn off your radio. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to say that the government shouldn't force people to take the vaccine.
Okay.
But I believe it is good for everyone to take it. But those who refuse to take it should be left alone.
Mm.
And for me, I have taken my first dose.
Okay.
I'm going this morning to take my second dose.
Awesome, awesome.
To protect myself.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you. That's all I have to say.
You're amazing, Felicia. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Jumbo is here. Jumbo is in Bagada. Hi, Jumbo. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Fine. My name is Jumbo. I'm calling from Bagada.
Welcome.
Yeah, I must tell you, Sherry, there are a lot of misconceptions going on.
Right.
A lot of sensitization that are not being properly done.
Mm.
I think the government has not done enough, and I think even the press has not done enough. I have taken my first dose. I'm taking the second dose by 20th of September.
Okay.
And there's a perception of people saying, people that take this always get sick. Something very funny. I was an auntie, the graduate of microbiology in the market.
Okay.
And I wanted to wear my mask.
Yeah.
Saying, no, there's no coronavirus here.
Chai.
Graduate of microbiology.
Chai.
Master told that. So what I think should happen, please, Sherry, people need to know that when you take vaccine, Vaccine is a mild version of coronavirus that your body needs to react to.
Hmm.
People complain why must they be sick or why must they get infected again?
Yeah.
They could be infected again because by this time, if you're taking the vaccine, the body already knows how to
handle. I'm sorry, that place is too noisy. Okay, go on.
So people need to know that the reason whenever they take the vaccine, they could be sick a bit. This is because the virus that is being introduced into their body, the body is supposed to know how to handle it when the coronavirus comes. So, people will feel sick at the end, but now, whenever they contact coronavirus, the body now knows how to handle it and they will not die anymore.
Hmm.
Concerning the sensitization, I don't know why we are speaking English to ourselves. Maybe this is speaking tickets to us. They are speaking Hausa, they are speaking Igbo.
Hmm.
We need to go local. We need speak to the people. A lot of people call and are just saying, so look at the person that called and said, the aged mother cannot take it because of processes involved. There are absolutely no process. I just went somewhere in Abalede, and I took it under 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was out.
Yeah.
Please, we need to do more.
I agree. I agree.
We need to speak dialect. We need to speak broken English.
I agree. I agree.
Thank you,
Sean. I totally agree. Thank you, Juwan, for calling me. And Juwan hit the nail on the head. Like, we need to do more. Like, a whole lot more than what we're currently doing right now. I mean, everybody has a role to play in this COVID drive. If anybody is telling you that it's not real, it's your choice. Honestly. Ultimately, it's your choice. It's your decision. Last. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But at least get informed. Don't go by the word of mouth or somebody just telling you about it. You too, seek knowledge. If you can't read, listen to experts who can read, who can teach, who can explain. Ask questions from everybody around you. Those that you can trust with information. Don't take what somebody says, hook, line, and sinker, and that's it. It's your holy grail. No, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. We all need to do more in the fight against COVID. Very, very important that we do that. All right? All right. So we have to go now. But then before we go, we need to play Just a Minute. Let's do that. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993 for Just a Minute. If you're calling me, you need to turn off your radio so we can get to this as quickly as possible. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Jesu Lokweye.
Jesu, you want to... Oh, sorry. Jesu Lokweye, you want to... You are not Jesu now. You Jesu.
See. I've been calling. I want to comment, but it's time for...
Sorry. Let's play Jesu. It's your luck now. Why is he complaining? Yes. This guy. Should I drop the call?
Sorry.
Should I drop...
Sorry.
I'll drop it too.
No, I beg. Ejebure.
Let's play now. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Talk to me. Here we go.
This is Just a Minute.
Who is the Minister of Education?
Pass.
What is the written on Nigeria Info's logo?
NI.
Correct. That's one question correctly. Middle Belt accuses presidency of plots to declare state of emergency in what state?
Skip.
All right then. Tell me, what party plans to cede presidency to the North?
What
party, political party, plans to cede presidency to the North?
APC.
Wrong. What is the full meaning of ASUP?
Academic Staff Union of Polytechnic.
Correct. What is the full meaning of CNG?
Pass.
Okay. Now, here's another one here. Name a place you can download Nigeria Info mobile app.
iOS.
Oh, fantastic. That's three questions for you. Who is the current PDP national chairman?
Right now, it is two. So
I will give you, it's just say that PDP currently has no unified national chairman. It's a tricky question, I know.
Yeah,
so you have four questions currently, just look here. So all stay right on the line, we'll get your details. Hopefully you will win, but you should know that this game will be played on other shows as well. Just stay on the line, stay quietly. Someone will retrieve the call right now. Aha, good. Lagos, that's our show today. Thank you for being a part of it. Tomorrow is Health Thursday, and we're discussing health tomorrow on the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri across social media platforms. I'll see you at 5. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.